这次特会啊，弟兄们安排我在最后讲。
At this conference, I will arrange you to speak the last.
好像前面的都已经给他们讲完了。
Since all of that has been shared by brothers.
不过呢，靠主的恩典啊。
For me, by the grace of the Lord.
就把我自己从主所领受的一点和大家来分享。
I'm going to share with the brothers and sisters something that I received from the Lord.
我们都知道这一次特会的主题是看那神的帐幕在人间。
We know that the theme of the conference is Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men.
而我的负担呢是要讲更美之约。
And my burden is to share upon the better covenant.
也许有些弟兄姊妹会觉得说这个分题好像在这个主题之外。
And some brothers and sisters may think that this topic is outside of the theme.
到底神和人所立的约跟这个会幕有什么关系呢？
So what is the covenant that God made with man to do with the tabernacle?
我想今天晚上呢，我要从旧约里面来看这个立约和会幕之间的一个关系。
So tonight, we'd like to look from the Old Testament to see the relationship between the covenant and the tabernacle.
我先请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
And first of all, I'd like to ask the brother and sister to read some God's words.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开出埃及记第十九章。
And ask the brother and sister to turn to Exodus chapter 19.
我们要从第一节先读到第六节。
We're going to read from verse 1 to verse 6.
以色列人出埃及地以后，满了三个月的那一天，就来到西乃的旷野。他们离了利非定，来到西乃的旷野，就在那里的山下安营。摩西到神那里，耶和华从山上呼唤他说，你要这样告诉雅各家，晓谕以色列人说，我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 1. In the third month after the sons of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that very day they came to the wilderness of Sinai. Then they set out from the Rephidim, they came to the wilderness of Sinai, and they camped in the wilderness, and there Israel camped in front of the mountain. Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the sons of Israel, You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice, and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
16节到20节。
Verse 16 to verse 20.
到了第三天早晨，在山上有雷轰、闪电和密云，并且脚声甚大，营中的百姓尽都发颤。摩西率领百姓出营迎接神，都站在山下。西乃全山冒烟，因为耶和华在火中降于山上，山的烟气上腾，如烧窑一般，片山。大大的震动，脚声渐渐的高而又高。摩西就说话，神有声音答应他。耶和华降临在西乃山顶上，耶和华召摩西上山顶，摩西就上去。
Verse 16. So it came about on the third day, when it was morning, that there were the thunder and the lightning flashes and the thick cloud upon the mountain, a very loud trumpet sound.So that all the people who were in the camp trembled. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God. And they stood at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was all in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked violently. When the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him with a thunder. The Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up.
24节和25节
Verses 24 and 25.
耶和华对他说：“下去吧，你要和亚伦一同上来，只是祭司和百姓不可闯过来上到我面前，恐怕我忽然出来击杀他们。”于是摩西下到百姓那里告诉他们。
Then the Lord said to him, "Go down and come up again, you and Aaron with you, but do not let the priests and the people break through to come up to the Lord, or he will break forth upon them." So Moses went down to the people and told them.
20章第1节
Chapter 20, verse 1.
神吩咐这一切的话说,
Then God spoke all these words, saying,
我们知道下面所说的就是十条诫命,
We know that what follows is the Ten Commandments.
然后第20章第1节
Chapter 21, verse 1.
你在百姓面前所要立的典章是这样,
And now these are the ordinances which you are to set before them.
然后我们请看25章
Now let's turn to chapter 25.
25章
Chapter 25.
第10节
Verse 10.
要用皂荚木做衣柜，长2轴半，宽1轴半，高1轴半。
They shall construct an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high.
然后第16节
And verse 16.
我必将我所要赐给你的法板放在柜里。
You shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give you.
21节
Verse 21.
要将牲座安在柜的上边，又将我所要赐给你的法板放在柜里。You
shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony which I will give to you.
然后我们看第40章。
And let's turn to chapter 40.
40章。
Chapter 40.
第1节到第3节。
From verses 1 to verse 3.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：正月初一日， 你要立起帐幕，把法柜安放在里面，用幔子将柜遮掩。
And then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, On the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. You shall place the ark of the testimony there, and you shall screen the ark with the veil.
第20节
Verse 20.
又把法板放在柜里， 把杠穿在柜的两旁，把牲座安在柜上。
Then he took the testimony and put it into the ark, and attached the poles to the ark, and put the mercy seat on top of the ark.
34节
And verse 34.
当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。
Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
我们再看利未记。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
利未记第7章
Chapter 7
生命记
Deuteronomy, sorry
生命记, 对不起 生命记第7章
Deuteronomy, Chapter 7
我们从第7节读到第12节
Read from verse 7 to verse 12
耶和华专爱你们,拣选你们, 并非因你们的人数多于别民, 原来你们的人数在万民中是最少的，只因耶和华爱你们，愿意要守他向你们列祖所起的誓，就用大能的手领你们出来，从为奴之家救赎你们，脱离埃及王法老的手。所以你要知道，耶和华你的神，他是神，是信实的神，像爱他守他诫命的人，守约是慈爱， 直到千代，像恨他的人当面报应他们，将他们灭绝。凡恨他的人必报应他们，绝不迟延。所以你要谨守遵行我今日所吩咐你的诫命、律例、典章， 你们果然听从这些典章，谨守遵行，耶和华你神就必照他向你们列祖所起的誓，守约是慈爱。
Verse 7, the Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any of the peoples, but you were the fewest of all peoples. But because the Lord loved you and kept the oath which he swore to your forefathers, the Lord brought you out by a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant in his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments, but repays those who hate him to their faces. To destroy them, he will not delay with him who hates him. He will repay him to his face. Therefore, you shall keep the commandment and the statutes and the judgments which I am commanding you today to do them. Then you shall come about because you listen to these judgments and keep and to do them. And the Lord your God will keep with you his covenant and his loving kindness, which he swore to your forefathers.
最后我们请看希伯来书第八章。
Lastly, let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 8.
第五节到第七节。
From verse 5 to verse 7.
他们供奉的事本是天上事的形状和影像。正如摩西将要造帐幕的时候，蒙神警戒他说，你要谨慎做各样的物件，都要照着在山上指示你的样式。如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。那前约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。
Verse 5, who serve a copy and the shadow of the heavenly things, just as Moses was warned by God when he was about to erect the tabernacle. For see, he says, that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain. But now he was obtained a more excellent ministry, by as much as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which has been enacted on better promises. If that the first covenant had been faultless, there would have been no occasion sought for a second.
我想当我们从主的话语里面来读的时候，
I think as we read from the word of the Lord,
我们可以看见神与他的百姓立约这件事跟帐幕有着非常密切的关系。
We can see there is a close relationship when the Lord made a covenant with his people and the matter concerning the tabernacle.
我们也可以这样说，神建造整个的会幕是为着实行他和他百姓所立的约。
We can also put it in this way, that the reason that God built the tabernacle is in order to put into practice the covenant he made with his people.
我们从出埃及记的里面，
and from the book of Exodus,
特别从第十九章以后，
especially from the chapter 19 and on,
我们能看见神在西乃山上做了一个非常完整的启示。
We can see that from the top of Mount Sinai, God made this a complete revelation.
这个也是在创世以来神所做的一次完整的启示。
And this is a complete revelation since the foundation of the world.
我们看见当神借着摩西把以色列百姓从埃及带出来之后，
and through Moses, God led the people of Israel from Egypt.
三个月之后，他们来到西乃山下。
And after 3 months, they came to the foot of Mount Sinai.
首先，神在这里有一个非常重要的宣告。
And here, God made this a very important declaration.
神让摩西告诉以色列百姓。
God led Moses tell Israelite people.
神如同鹰一样把他们背出来，让他们能够归给神。
And God bore them just on the eagle's wings so that they can belong to him.
然后神要他们要听话，要守约。
And God asked them to obey his voice and to keep his covenant.
这样他们就可以做神的子民。
In this way, they shall be his people.
并且可以做祭司的国度， 圣洁的国民。
And they can become a kingdom of priests and also a holy nation.
我们知道这是神一个非常重要的一个宣告。
We know that it is a very important declaration by God.
然后神就让摩西上山，神就开始在那里做了一连串重要的启示。
And God made Moses to go up to the top of the mountain, and he continued to reveal to Moses.
我们觉得这个启示的过程呢很重要。
I think that the process of a revelation is very important.
它是按照一定的次序在启示。
And the revelation was made according to a certain sequential order.
那么它首先呢是把什么？把律法、把典章赐给摩西。
And the first the law and also the ordinances were given to Moses.
所以从19章到24章，
therefore from chapters 19 to 24,
神把律法赐给了他的百姓。
God gave the law to his people.
我们晓得这个律法呢，就是神与百姓所立的文约。
We know that the law is the written covenant God made with his people.
在此之前呢，
and prior to this,
神曾经跟挪亚立约。
God made a covenant with Noah.
神也曾经和亚伯拉罕立约。
And God also made another covenant with Abraham.
但是那些都是口头上的约。
And those are the oral covenants.
啊，那么到这个时候，在西乃山上的时候，
but at this moment, at the foot of Mount Sinai,
神与以色列全家立约，却立的是一个文约。
God made this covenant to the house of Israel, and this is a written covenant.
我想在我们的生活经验里面，
so in our daily life experiences,
通常如果我们非常信任一个人，
so sometimes if we truly trust a person,
我们是好朋友，
and we are good friends,
啊，我们彼此立约的话呢，不需要写，对吧？
And if we are to make a covenant, we don't need to write something down.
讲一句话就可以了。
And we can just made it with a word.
如果我们碰见是个陌生人，
and if we are met up with a stranger,
或者是我们不能信任的人，
and someone we cannot trust,
我想最好立约了写下来。
It's better just put something down.
这个比较保险，对不对？
And it does make it sure.
因为神在西乃山上，
because on the top of Mount Sinai,
神知道以色列百姓呢，不是个个都能像挪亚、像亚伯拉罕那样。
Because God knew that not every Israelite could be just like Noah and Abraham.
所以神说，立约最好把它写下来。
So therefore, God said that if I am to make the covenant, I better to write it down.
啊，因为呢，神知道这班以色列的百姓呢，不太可靠。
And because God knows that this group of people were not that trustworthy.
但神爱他们。
And yet God loved them.
啊，神立约呢，是要叫他们呢，能够相信神。
And God made a covenant with them so that they can trust God.
所以我们知道，神在西乃山上首先把律法赐下来。
And therefore, we know that on the top of Mount Sinai, God first gave the law.
这是最重要的一件事情。
And that was the most important thing.
所以神先把它给了以色列百姓。
So God first gave that to the people of Israel.
然后神又再次召摩西上山。
And God again called Moses to the top of the mountain.
四十昼夜。
And for 40 days and nights.
那么神把会幕的样式启示给摩西。
God revealed the pattern of the tabernacle to Moses.
这个就是有名的山上的样式。
And that is a famous pattern of the mount.
那么摩西在山上详详细细的把神给他的启示牢牢记住。
And Moses remembered every detail of the patterns revealed by God.
然后摩西下山。
And Moses came down to the mountain.
那么他忠心的按照山上的样式带领以色列百姓建造会幕。
And he led the people of Israel faithfully to build the tabernacle.
所以当这个会幕造好之后。
And when the tabernacle was built.
那么神就让摩西很谨慎的把两块法板放在约柜里。
And God made Moses carefully to put the two tablets into the ark.
然后把约柜放在至圣所的里面。
And put the ark into the holy of holies.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你会看见这个柜子呢，现在被称作什么？称作是立约之柜。
And therefore we can see that this ark is ark of a covenant.
这是整个会幕中间最重要的东西。
And that is the most important object in the tabernacle.
那么说明神和神的百姓所立的约是非常重要一件事情。
And it tells us the importance of the covenant God made with his people.
所以我们可以说呢，神用这个会幕呢来保护这个约柜，用这个约柜呢保护这两块法板。
And we can say that God used the tabernacle to protect the ark and used the ark to protect these two tablets.
然后在这里我们看见神又设立了那个祭司的体系。
And we can also see that God established this priestly system.
虽然在这件事情上面以色列百姓因为拜了金牛犊让神的计划遇见了挫折。
And of course, concerning this matter, the people of Israel worshipped the golden calf, and in this way, then they frustrated the plan of God.
但是神仍旧拣选利未族，拣选亚伦家来侍奉。
And God still chose the Levites and also the Aaron descendants to serve him.
那么神设立这个祭司的体系用意是什么呢？
So what's the purpose that God established this priestly system?
就是要叫他们在会幕中来实行神的约。
It's for them to carry out the covenant of God in the tabernacle.
实行神所赐的律法。
And to put into practice God's covenant.
这个律法里面有律例，有典章，有命令。
And in there, there's a law and there's also statutes and also ordinances.
我们晓得在摩西五经里面有一卷书非常重要。
We know that in the Pentateuch, there's one book that is very important.
被称作利未记。
And that is called Leviticus.
其实呢，全卷利未记都是律法。
And we can see that for the entire book of Leviticus actually is a law.
这里面许多的条例。
And there's many regulations.
有典章，有命令。
And there's ordinances and also commandments.
所以祭司们在会幕里面他们侍奉神的时候。
So for the priests, when they serve the Lord in the tabernacle.
他们必须按照这些条例。
They have to serve according to
these regulations. 按照这些典章。
According to these ordinances.
按照这些命令。
According to these commandments.
也可以说呢，他们在会幕里面呢，来实行神的约。
And in other words, they are carrying out the covenant of God in the tabernacle.
他们不仅实行神的约。
Not only did they carry out the covenant of God.
他们等于是教导所有以色列的百姓起来遵守神的约。
Not only did they carry out the covenant of God in the tabernacle, but they also taught the people of Israel to follow.
要叫他们来听神的话。
And so that they can listen to the voice of God.
所以在出埃及记的里面。
So therefore in the book of Exodus.
当摩西非常忠心地按照山上的样式把会幕建造起来。
When Moses was building up the tabernacle faithfully according to the pattern.
然后这些祭司们也预备好了。
And these priests were ready.
他们完全按照神的定规。
And they were prepared according to God's commandment.
所以当他们来到会幕那里的时候。
So when they came to the tabernacle.
我们看见在人类历史上头一次。
And we can see that for the first time in human history.
神的荣光从天而降。
And God's glory descended from heaven.
整个会幕被神的烟云充满。
And the entire tabernacle was filled with the smoke of a
glory. 连摩西都进不去了。
And even Moses could not enter.
弟兄姊妹们，这是在人类历史上头一次神的心得到满足。
And that's the first time in human history God's heart was fully satisfied.
神在地上有了他自己的居所。
And God found his dwelling place on the earth.
有了他掌权的一个地方。
And a place that he could reign.
所以这一切都合乎神的要求的时候。
And all these are in accordance with God's demands.
就能够引进神的那个荣光。
And that could usher in God's glory.
在旧约的时代。
So in the Old Testament time.
这个完整的启示虽然只是一个影子。
This complete revelation was but a shadow.
但是呢，它也清清楚楚地说明了神的旨意。
And yet that clearly depicted God's will.
所以感谢神。
And so we really thank God.
神借着他的话，把他自己荣耀的心意，今天仍旧向我们启示出来。
God used His word even today to reveal His glorious will to us.
所以我们可以在出埃及记里面可以看见这么一个完整的图画。
So in Exodus we can see this complete picture.
我们看见神与他百姓的立约是多么重要的一件事情。
And we can see that it's such an important matter that God made this covenant with His people.
也许我们再往前面来看。
If we just look forward.
Backward.
Look backward.
神为什么 要跟以色列百姓立约呢？
And why did God make the covenant with the people of Israel?
神为什么要跟人立约呢？
And why did God make the covenant with man?
当然我们都清楚，当神造了人之后。
And we know that when God created man,
神实在是爱人。
God really loved man.
因为爱的缘故
because of sake of love,
他喜欢祝福人
and he would like to bless man,
所以他就给了人很多的应许
and he gave many promises to man.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道全本圣经呢都是神应许的一本书
we know that the entire Bible is the book of promises of God.
有人告诉我们说呢，圣经里面的应许呢，大概有7000多条。
And some people tell us that there's more than 7,000 promises in the Bible.
后来有人告诉我们不止这么多，有32,000多条。
And some people say that no, it's much more than that. It's more than 32,000.
所以你看，个神的心是多么的爱我们呢
？And we can see that God's heart has so much love for us.
我们大概的可以看见这个应许的福啊。
And we can see that the blessings of these promises.
第一个，神就是。让以色列百姓成为他的子民。
And first of all, God made the people of Israel to be His people.
神要做他们的神。
And God wants to be their God.
然后神要与人同住。
And God wants to dwell with man.
然后神要设立他的宝座，掌权在他百姓的当中。
And God would like to establish His throne among His people.
作为他们的保护。
And to be their protection.
然后神要赐下所有一切的福气。
And God would like to give.Poured out all blessings.
你从摩西五经里面可以读到的。
And you can read from Pentateuch.
神说我要使里面的人数增加。
He said I will increase you in numbers.
在物质上面呢，各式各样的需要我都供应你们。
And I will provide you for all material needs.
要使你们胜过天下的万民。
And you will be over all the peoples.
所以我们知道神实在是爱他所创造的人。
And we can truly see that God really loved the people He created.
神也爱他所拣选的以色列的百姓。
And He also loved the people of Israel whom He chose.
所以神要把应许的福赐给他们。
And therefore He would like to give them the promise of blessings.
因为呢，人有的时候不大能相信。
And yet a lot of times it's hard for man to believe.
说神说好，我和你们立约啊。
And therefore God said, okay, now I made a covenant with you.
保证我所给你们的应许，一定这个祝福会临到你们。
And to make sure that all the promises I promise you will be fulfilled.
因为神和人立约，他是体贴人的软弱。
And when God made this covenant with man, He was mindful of a man's weaknesses.
他体贴我们这些充满怀疑的人。
And he was mindful of us who are full of doubt.
因为我们很多时候信不来啊。
Because a lot of times it's full hard for us to believe.
直到今天我们是不是还是这样呢
？Even true for us today.
我们常常读神的话，我们都觉得这些应许离我们遥远。
And a lot of times as we read God's words, we feel like these promises are so far away from us.
可应验在我们身上吗
？How could that be fulfilled in us?
今天我们可以经历吗
？Could we experience those.
弟兄姊妹，你有这个怀疑吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you have that kind of doubt?
神老早认识我们。
And God knew us. So
神说好，我立约。
God said that I'm going to make the covenant.
那么在旧约时代中间
，So in the Old Testament time,
他用牛羊的血做这个凭借。
And he used the blood of the ox and the sheep as.
所以为什么在旧约有献祭的事情
？And that's why there is a sacrifice in the Old Testament.
因为要为着神所立的约做一个保证。
And that is a surety for.For the promises of God.
当然，弟兄姊妹，我们晓得立约都是两面的事情。
But of course, we know that the covenant is two-sided.
按照神来讲。
And from God's perspective,
他根本不需要立约的。
He doesn't need to make the covenant.
因为他说是就是。
Because what he says, it is.
他从来不会改变。
And he will never change.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
And yet, brothers and sisters.
因为神知道我们会改变。
And yet, God knows that we will change.
我们也会怀疑他改变。
And we will have doubts that he will change.
所以神立约。
So God made the covenant.
但是呢。
And yet.
神不仅自己守约。
Not only did God keep the covenant.
神也希望我们能够守约。
He also desired us to keep the covenant as well.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
神在西乃山上
so, on the top of Mount Sinai,
神把律法赐下来
God gave the law,
神跟他们立了文约
God made this written covenant with them.
这个立约是非常有意义的一件事情
And this is a very meaningful thing to make this covenant.
当然我们读这个保罗的书信的时候
Of course, as you read the epistles by Paul,
我们会很稀奇保罗在罗马书第五章二十节
And we'll be very surprised as Paul says in Romans chapter 5 verse 20.
和加拉太书三章十九节。
And also Galatians chapter 3 verse 19.
他两次都讲到这个律法是外添的。
And twice he mentions that this law is added.
我们有很多时候我们不太明白为什么保罗这样说法。
And a lot of times we don't quite understand why Paul put it in this way.
这个意思呢，好像是说到呢，这个赐下律法不是神原来的本意。
And as if he says that to give the law was not actually God's original purpose or will.
因为神向人怀的意念是祝福的意念。
Because what God has for man is to bless.
神不是要来定罪人的。
God was not to condemn man.
因为这个律法一赐下来啊。
Because when the law was given,
以色列的百姓就活在这个定罪之下。
And the people of Israel were living under condemnation.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们，这律法是外添的。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul tells us that the law is added.
在使徒行传第七章的里面。
In Acts chapter 7.
斯蒂凡也告诉我们。
And Stephen also tells us.
他说呢，这个律法呢，不是神直接赐的，是天使赐的律法。
He says that the law was directly given by God, but was given by the angel.
当然呢，是经过神的许可。
Of course, it is under God's permission.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们看见好像当初神把这个律法赐给以色列的百姓啊。
So therefore, brothers and sisters, we can see that when God gave this law to the people of Israel,
这不是神原来的本意。
And it was not his original intent.
啊，那么弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
那么为什么神要把这个律法赐给人呢？
But why did God give the law to man?
既然律法赐下来，
And since the law was given,
只叫人有定罪的感觉，
People will feel this sense of condemnation.
那么是不是这个律法有问题呢？
And is there something wrong with the law?
保罗告诉我们，
And Paul tells us,
昨天我们弟兄也提到了，
And our brother also mentioned this,
律法呢是属灵的，
And the law is spiritual,
是圣洁的，
It's holy.
这个律法本身是没有问题，
And there's nothing wrong with the law itself.
所以在马太福音里面主也说了，
And therefore in the Matthew,The Lord also says this.
主说你们不要以为我来了是要废掉律法。
And the Lord says, I don't think that I came to abolish the law.
他说我来了不是要废掉律法。
And he said that as I came, I'm not to abolish the law.
我来了是要成全律法。
I'm to fulfill it.
并且他告诉我们律法的一点一画都不能废弃。
And he also mentioned that not a small letter or stroke of the law will be Passed.
所以这个律法的本身是没有问题的。
Therefore, we can see that there's nothing wrong with the law itself.
所以对于我们今天，我们要懂得什么是神的律法，是很重要的一件事情。
So today is a very important matter for us to understand what is the law of God.
啊，今天晚上我试着来解释啊。
And this evening, I try to explain this.
希望我们能够对神的律法能有一点点的了解。
And hopefully, we can have some understanding concerning the law of God.
当然，我们要先知道律法之前，我们要知道什么是律啊。律
Before we come to understand the law, we have to understand the law.
这个呢，英文就有点问题。
Or come to understand law, there's some trouble.
我们中文呢，这个是比较清楚了。
And since clearer in Chinese.
我想我解释。
I will try to explain.
我们知道今天在这个宇宙中间有各式各样不同的律。
We know that there are all kinds of laws in this universe.
那么什么是律呢？
So what is a law?
律是一种无形的，却带有权威性的一种力量。
And a law is an invisible and yet authoritative power.
是没有任何东西可以违抗的。
And that cannot be fight against, cannot be fought against.
我想现代人我们有这个知识。
And for the modern people, we have this knowledge.
我们只要违反律，可能下面就是灾祸。
And if we are fighting against the law, then that what follows will be disastrous.
如果你认识律，你会运用这些律，你会有很多的好处可以享受。
But if you know the law and you know how to apply this law, then you can have all kinds of enjoyment.
我们举个例子来说，比方说在神的创造里面。
And I will give an example. For example, in God's creation.
神定下了自然律。
And God set the law of nature.
所以我们看见有物的原理，有生命运行的规则就出现。
And therefore, we can see that there's a principle of physical matters, and there's also a regulation for our life.
我们晓得这个整个宇宙中间星球的运行。都是受一个律的支配。
And we know that in the universe, all the planets are revolving was under some kind of law.
地球上面的四时运转都有它一定律的管制。
And the rotation of the earth and also the seasons are also under a law.
并且我们看见这个地上各式各样不同的生物受到不同的 律的管制。
And we see all kinds of creatures were under all kinds of laws.
那个飞鸟在空中飞行。
And for the bird of, for a bird flying in the sky.
那么鱼可以在水里面游。
And for a fish swimming in the water.
我们人活在这个地面上。
And for man to live on the surface.
很多走兽活在地面上。
And there's many other creatures on this surface.
我们晓得各式各样不同的生物也受到不同的律的支配和管理。
And we know that all kinds of creatures are governed and controlled by different kinds of law.
我想这个是今天我们所有人大概都有的一种的尝试。
And I think that is a common sense for all of us.
律虽然是个无形的东西。
A law is something that is invisible.
但是它却有一个权威性的一种力量。
And yet there is an authoritative power there.
你必须顺着这个律。
You have to follow the law to live.
那么在属灵的事情上
so in the spiritual matters,
我们晓得属灵的经历里面在圣经新约圣经里面也讲到各样不同的律
and for the spiritual experiences there are also many different kinds of laws
这些律都控制着我们属灵的生活
and all these laws control our spiritual living
比方说圣经讲到有良心的律
and for example there's a law for our conscience
有心思中的律
and there's a law in our mind
也讲到肢体中的律
and there's a law in our members
还有生命圣灵的律
and there's a law of a spirit and a light
在我们的侍奉上还有信心的律和做工的律
and in our service there's a law of a faith there's also a law of a work
还有罪和死的律
and there's also a law of a sin and death
弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
我们活在什么律的里面就受什么律的一个管制
and we will if we live in certain law then we are under that law
有的好的带进好的结果
if you live under this good law then that will bring up a good fruit
这个不好的就带进一些悲惨的一个结果
and if you live in a bad law then under a bad law then that will lead to a sad consequence
当然在这一切的律里面
of course under all these laws
神生命的律是至高的律
and the law of God's life is the highest
弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters
律法十诫
and the law the ten commandments
是出自神生命的律
is from the law of God's life
我们的弟兄啊也讲到哈，在这个约柜的里面
，Our brother also mentioned that in the ark
有三样重要的东西
，There are three important items，
一金罐的玛纳
，and there is a golden jar holding the manna，
两块法板
，and there are two tablets，
还有一个亚伦发芽的杖
，and there are also a rod which budded，
这是希伯来书第九章告诉我们
，and that is in Hebrews chapter 9。
当然我们知道这是属灵的意义。
Of course, there is a spiritual meaning.
因为那个杖不可能放进去。
And of course, the rod you cannot put into the ark.
当然，在属灵上意义上就非常的有意义了。
And yet, there is a very meaningful from a spiritual perspective.
这个金冠的玛拿是讲到天上来的粮，生命的供应。
And the golden jar of holding the manna tells us.The bread from heaven, the supply to life.
这个法版呢，讲到生命的规律。
And the tablet talks about the principles of life.
讲到生命的性情。
And they talk about the nature of life.
这个杖呢，讲到复活生命的权柄。
And the rod talks about the power of a resurrection.
所以我们看见这三样的事物都是跟生命有关系的。
And we can see that all these three items are related to life.
而这三样东西都在约柜的里面。
And all these things are in the ark.
这叫我们想起约翰福音第一章第四节的话。
And that reminds us about the verse in John chapter 1 verse 4.
那里讲到生命在他里头。
It says that in him was life.
就好像这三样事物在约柜里面一样。
Just like these three items are in the ark.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
这两块的法版。
These two tablets.
上面记载着神的律法。
Recording the law of God.
其实呢这个律法呢那是说明神生命的性情。
And this law actually tells the nature of God's life.
所以在西乃山上
Therefore, on the top of Mount Sinai,
因为神的生命还没有能够临到人
And God's life was not yet to be upon man.
因为主耶稣还没有到地上来成全救恩
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has not come to the earth to complete the salvation.
神的原意呢是要把他的生命赐给人。
God's original intent was to give his life to man.
所以在这个生命还没有赐给人之前，
so before the giving of his life to man,
他借着律法呢先把这个生命的性情展示出来了。
And through the law, he was displaying the characteristics of this life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so、brothers and sisters,
现在我们知道在西乃山上的这个神的这个律法是出自神生命至高的律。
Therefore, we can see that the law given on the Mount Sinai actually was from the highest law of God's life.
在希伯来文里面
，So in Hebrews,
律法这个 Torah 这个字，它有两个意思，水流啊，是流水流，或者是教训的意思。
And the word Torah has two meanings. One is the flow of water, and the other is a teaching.
在希腊文的 nomos 这个字
，and in Greek the word nomos，
那么讲到就是一种的习性，一种的规矩，一种的原则。
It talks about is a custom, is a regulation, and there's some principle.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，so brothers and sisters，
我们知道这个律啊
，so
是一件非常重要的事情。
It's a very important thing.
那么在中文圣经里啊
，So now in Chinese Bible
啊，我们看见他一直都是用律法这个字。
That's a law.
他没有用法律这个字。
It's
很抱歉啊，不，我想等等我解释，听英文的人就会懂。
Okay, I'm going to explain later, and his English-speaking brothers and sisters may understand.
好。我们中文为什么都一直用这个律法律法而不用法律这个字呢
okay, ？So why the Chinese translation use one word not the other？
在原文的意思呢是同一个意思。
And in the original text is the same word。
但是我觉得我们中文的这样的一个用法呢是有点意思。
I feel like there's some special meaning to the Chinese translation.
什么叫律法呢
？So what is a law?
就是先律后法。
And that is you will derive rules from law, from a law.
Okay, rules. 所以呢，神是引律为法。
So God will derive rules from a law.
也就是说呢，这一些的法规呢，是从这个律里面出来的。
That means that all these rules came from a law.
比方说，在圣经里面有律例、典章、这个规条、命令。
And for example, in the Bibles, there is commandments, there are statutes, there are ordinances, and there's a testimony.
这些东西是从律里面出来的。
All these came from the law.
所以它这个呢，是从生命的自然的一种习性里面而出的一种法则。
And that is some regulation or rules that came out of the habits of life.
所以呢，神的律法是不需要更改的。
Therefore, there's no need to change God's law.
因为它是出自神的生命性情的一个东西。
Because that is out of God's nature and also his characteristics.
我们在人间呢有很多法律。
And now in human world, we have many laws.
各个国家都有不同的法律。
And there are many different laws in various countries.
啊，这些法律是怎么出来的呢
？And how did this law come about?、啊、
这些法律呢，它就是按照人性的啊一种的习性。
And that was that these laws came about according to a man's habits.
所立的一种法规。
And to this law was a rules according to the man's habit.
因为我们想用这些法律来约束人的行为。
Because we would like to use these rules to regulate man's behavior.
要维持这个社会的秩序。
And to keep the security and the safety of this society.
啊，要叫人呢能够规规矩矩的。
And so people can behave themselves in an orderly way.
所以我们今天可以说，我们生活在这个法律的管制底下。
And therefore we can say that we are living under the control of the law.
各式各样不同的法律。
And there's all kinds of laws.
但是呢，我们晓得呢，这个堕落的人性呢是非常的复杂的。
And yet we know that for the corrupted humanity, it is very complicated.
不仅每个国家有不同的法律。
Not only there are many rules and in various countries.
并且呢，我们看见呢，这个因为人呢堕落的本性呢，是不太喜欢守法的。
And also in the fallen human nature, it's a very hard for man to keep the law.
并且有的时候定那个法律啊，也不大合理。
And sometimes the law was legislated in a way that is not very reasonable.
所以每一个国家呢，都有所谓这个立法的机构啊。
And therefore we can see that there is some kind of institution for legislation.
你看常常在那里修改法令。
And they continue to amend to their laws.
你没有办法呢弄一个法这个就一直不改的。
You can never keep a law and keep it unchanged forever.
并且我们在人的生活中啊这个破坏法律的事情呢天天都有。
And also in our daily living, so we have a lot of times we violate all kinds of laws.
甚至有的是一点小小的规定我们也做不到。
And there's some kind of requirements on us, we cannot keep them.
所以这个法律呢就是先法后律。
So it's a impose a rules to make a law.
所以感谢神。
And so really thank God.
圣经用律法这个字
The law is used in the Bible.
Sorry, 为难您。不过我想听中文的人大概都清楚了。
Probably it's understandable for Chinese speaking brothers and sisters.
我不知道，对不起啊，因为听英文的弟兄姊妹听懂了吗？
I don't know if, whether it's understandable to English speaking brothers and sisters.
那么简单的说，神的律法是从他的生命里面立出了很多的规定。
Simply put, God's laws actually derive from his life and turn that into various ordinances.
我们人呢，是因为观察的事情，所以立很多的法。
And for man, we based on our observations and we made a lot of rules.
我觉得这个是一个蛮有意义的一件事情。
I think that is something very meaningful.
但是我们也晓得。对我们这些堕落的人来讲，要遵守法律很困难。
And yet we know that for fallen men, it is very hard for us to keep the law.
那么神为什么在西乃山上许可这个律法被赐下来呢
？And why did God give the law on the top of Mount Sinai?
我想我们从圣经里面可以有这样的一个领会。
And we can have this understanding from the Bible.
头一方面的意义
So there's a one aspect of it.
这个律法显出了神是何等样的一位神、啊、
And the law reveals what kind of God he is.
因为显出了他生命的本性，他是又圣洁又公义又良善的神。
And it reveals his nature. He is righteous and holy and good.
当然，这个在旧约时代中啊，这个性情的显露啊。对以色列百姓来讲，像烈火一样。
And yet, in the Old Testament time, the revelation of his nature to the people of Israel, it was like a consuming fire.
因为呢，这个是绝对的圣洁、绝对的公义、绝对的良善。
Because that was an absolute righteousness, absolute holiness, and absolute goodness.
这是人根本不可能达到的一个境界。
And that is a realm that man cannot reach.
所以律法一面的意思就展示出我们所信的神是怎样的一位神。
Therefore, for the law, one aspect of it is to reveal what kind of God that we believe in.
第二件事情
And the second thing,
这个律法出来了
When this law was given,
这对于仇敌是一个严厉的审判
And that was a severe judgment, to the enemy.
我们知道在圣经的里面
We know that in the Bible,
称撒旦为不法的
And Satan is called the lawless one.
在宇宙中魔鬼是头一个违反神的律法的人
In the universe, the devil was the one first against the law of God.
因为他违反神的律法
Because he was against the law of God.
所以他落到了咒诅的当中
And he fell under curses.
他的结局是非常的悲惨的
And his end was, it will be very sad.
我们讲到这个律是不能违抗的
We say that a law is something that we cannot fight against.
尤其神的律是不能违抗的
Especially the law of God.
撒旦就违抗神的律
And Satan was against God's law.
所以他被称作是不法的
Therefore, he is called the lawless one.
那么他不法，他把人类也带到不法的情境底下
And he is lawless, and he has brought man into this lawlessness.
但是我们感谢神呢
But we really thank God.
就像我们弟兄们所讲讲的神没有丢弃人
，and just like our brother shared, because God never given up on us.
所以这个律法在西乃山上展示出来之后呢
，therefore the law was given on the top The top of the mountain.
也给我们人看见一个荣耀的盼望。
And there, man could see a glorious hope.
等于神预先的显示神在人身上那个至高的心意。
Because God foretold His highest will concerning man.
就是有一天神要把我们带到这样的一个境界的里面。
Because one day God will bring man into this state.
所以神在做挽回的工作。
Therefore, God is doing His work of recovery.
神的旨意没有改变。
And His will is not changing.
所以神事先的把他生命的性情向人做了一个展示。
And therefore, this preview, He was displaying His life to man.
所以保罗在加拉太书第三章里面就有这样的话。
Therefore, in Galatians chapter 3,
他说为什么这样有律法呢？
And Paul said, why there's a law?
啊，他律法是为了过犯添上的。
And he said that was added because of transgressions.
要告诉我们啊，我们是个有罪的人。
So that we can truly see that we are sinners.
但是不光是要显示我们是个有罪的人。
But that is not only to expose that we are sinners.
并且叫我们等候那位蒙应许的子孙出现。
And but we are waiting for the promised seed.
就是等候基督的出现。
And so waiting for the purity of
the Christ. 所以旧约时代中这个律法有看守的功用。
And therefore, in the Old Testament time, the law has the function of a garden.
所以到了新约时代，律法还是迅猛的师傅呢。
And therefore, in the Old Testament time, it said that the law is a teacher.
主要是要把我们怎么样带到神基督的跟前。
And to lead us before Christ.
但是因为呢，在旧约时代中，救恩还没有成就。
And yet, in the Old Testament time, the salvation was not yet complete.
所以希伯来书就告诉我们说，
And therefore, the book of Hebrews.
神在旧约和他们立的约呢，有瑕疵的。
And the covenant God made with them in the Old Testament time was has a fault.
这个瑕疵呢，不是律法本身有问题。
And that fault is not because the law himself.
这个瑕疵是因为人有问题。
And therefore is it because the problem with man.
我们连一般人的法律我们都守不住。
And because for man we cannot keep even human laws.
那么把神这么高的一个法律摆在人的中间，我们更是守不住。
It is a very hard, it's even harder for us to keep such a high laws of God.
因为我们的人的生命是非常比较低微的。
Because our life is very low.
尤其你堕落之后啊，这个更败坏。
Also, after you fell, then you become even more corrupt.
而神的生命是这么的高超的。
And yet God's life is so much higher.
我们要用这么低微的生命去遵行这么高超生命的律是不可能的。
And we are trying to use this lowly life, try to keep the high demands is impossible.
所以呢，旧约神和以色列百姓立的这个约是有瑕疵的。
Therefore, the covenant God made with the people of Israel in the Old Testament time was a with a fault.
所以难怪在旧约时代中啊，
Therefore, in the Old Testament time,
神对于以色列百姓一些最简单的要求他们都做不到。
And the very simple requests from God that the people of Israel could not keep.
这个人心堕落之后啊，
And after man fell,
我们里面真是充满了许多悖逆的这个天性。
And there's this disobedient nature in us.
我们最不喜欢约束。
And we don't want to be under being constrained.
啊，我想不仅是年轻人不喜欢约束，我们年纪大了也不喜欢约束。
And it is not only true for the young people, it is also true for the older ones.
我们都喜欢自由。
We would like to have a freedom.
什么弄这些规定呢？那规定真是很难。
And why do you? Yeah, it's very hard to have all kinds of rules and regulations.
所以弟兄姊妹，是的，旧约的这个约啊，对于我们堕落的人来讲是有瑕疵的。
Therefore, we can see that the covenant in the Old Testament times is with a fault for us who have fallen.
但是在旧约时代中，
and yet in the Old Testament time,
神仍旧盼望他的子民能够遵守他的约定。
God still desired His people to keep His covenant.
所以神向他们显示说，
therefore God revealed to them.
他说我是你们的神。
He said, I am your God.
我是守约施慈爱的神。
I am the God who keeps covenant and keep mercy.
那么中文翻作是慈爱，原文应该是怜悯啊。
And so there in Chinese it says loving kindness, or some translations say loving kindness, but in the original text is mercy.
神说我是守约施慈爱的神。
God says that I am the God who keeps covenant and also keeps mercy, also mercy.
这个守是什么意思呢？
And what does that mean, being keeping?
当然一面来讲，
And on the one hand,
神是绝对不会违反他的律的。
God will never disobey his own law.
神这样说，
When God says this way,
他绝对是遵守他自己的约定。
And he will keep his covenant.
这个是没有问题。
And there's no problem with that.
但是这个守还有另外一面的意思。
And there's another side of the meaning to this word.
就是我们也需要按照神的原则来行事。
That means that for us, we also need to conduct ourselves according to God's principles.
如果我们跑到神的约的范围之外，
If we go beyond the border of God's covenant,
作为神，他也不能施怜悯。
And for God, he could not pour out his mercy.
弟兄姊妹，这就是旧约的故事。
And brother and sister, this is a story in the Old Testament.
啊，我们看见当以色列百姓他们不能听话，不能守约的时候，
And we can see that for the people of Israel, when they could notKeep the covenant, could not keep his word.
他们常常就落到神的咒诅底下。
And they fell under the curse of God.
神对他们也没有怜悯。
And God did not show mercy to them.
所以呢，我们在旧约时代中看见这些外邦人呢，哇，神对待他们的时候非常严厉。
And we can see that God treated the Gentiles very severely.
有的时候神的命令来说，你看见我们读起来都觉得哇，很可怕。
And sometimes when we read these words, we feel very terrified.
但请我们注意，
But please,
神不仅是对外邦人的。
Not only that, God not only deal that with the Gentiles.
当以色列的百姓他们跑到约之外之后呢，同样的悲惨。
And when the people of Israel when they went outside of the covenant, they also suffered the same consequence.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道遵守神的约是非常重要的一件事情。
We know that it is very important to keep the covenant of God.
而这件事情呢，跟整个的会幕有非常密切的关系。
And that has a very closely related to the entire tabernacle.
我们都知道神设立帐幕的用意是神愿意住在人的中间。
We know that the purpose God established the tabernacle is that he desired to dwell among men.
但是历史证明啊，
And yet history proves that.
什么时候以色列的百姓毁约，
Whenever the Israelite people destroyed the covenant,
就会叫那个整个会幕失去它的意义。
And that will make the covenant lose its meaning.
那个会幕还在，
The tabernacle is still there.
但是神的祝福没有了。
And yet God's blessings are gone.
我想你弟兄姊妹都很熟悉旧约的故事，
I think brothers and sisters are very familiar with the story.
任何一个时候神的百姓犯罪，
Whenever the people of God sinned,
他们拜偶像，
They worship idols.
他们跟外邦人通婚，
They intermarried with Gentiles.
他们行外邦人的那些生活的习惯，
And they conform themselves into the lifestyle of the Gentiles.
他们毁约，
They destroyed the covenant.
他们不能听神的话的时候，
They couldn't keep the voice of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹常常迫使神离开他们，
Oftentimes that will force God to leave them.
其实神是不愿意离开他们的。
Actually, God didn't want to leave them.
是神的百姓迫使神离开的。
Actually, it was the people of God forced him to leave.
你读以西结书的时候，
If you read the book of Ezekiel,
以西结曾有详细的记录。
And there's a clear recording concerning this.
当以色列百姓拜偶像，吃祭偶像之物，在那里犯罪得罪神的时候，
When the people of God was worshiping idols and also eating the sacrifice to idols and they were sinning against God,
神的荣耀从约柜就到了这个门口了，
And the glory of God departed from the ark to the gate,
然后从门口又出到外院去了，
And from the door of the tabernacle and then went up to the outer court,
然后从那里又升到山上去，
And from that the glory descended to the mountain top.
有一个弟兄形容得很好，
And one brother described this very well.
神是何等舍不得他的百姓啊！
And God could not leave his people.
他是一步一回头的。
And he took one step and he turned around and looked at his people.
是神的百姓毁约。
And, but it was his people who destroyed the covenant.
迫使神离开。
He forced God to leave.
神实在是不愿意离开。
God didn't want to leave.
所以最后神也没有回到天上，就在那个山上等着呢。
And the end, God did not return to heaven, but he was waiting on the mountaintop.
所以任何一个时候，
So at any moment,
这个约被毁的时候，
When the covenant was destroyed,
神的同在就失去了。
And the presence of God will be lost.
我们看见在这个撒母耳记上开头的故事。
And we can see the story recorded in the First Samuel.
当以色列百姓光景荒凉。
And when the condition of the people of Israel was desolate,
他们违背神的约，不听神的话。
And they destroy the covenant of God.
圣经记载说呢， 在会幕里面呢，那个灯呢还没有熄灭，还有一点点灯。
He said that the lamp in the tabernacle is still lit and not yet fully put out.
耶和华的言语稀少。
And yet the word of the Lord was rare.
神就不太说话。
And God didn't speak.
结果呢，以色列百姓怎么失去保护
？And the entire people of Israel was without protection.
在以利做士师的时候
，And during the time of Eli,
我们看见那个故事是多么的悲惨。
We can see that it is such a sad story.
当他们跟非利士人打仗的时候
，When they were fighting with the Philistines,
他们失败
，And they were defeated.
他们以为说呢，把约柜扛在战场上一定会赢。
They thought that if they were just bring the ark to the battleground, they would win.
他们不晓得神已经离开他们了。
They were not realizing that God already left them.
你把这个物质的柜抬到战场上有什么用呢
？What use is it to bring this material?
不仅没有得胜
，They did not win.
甚至约柜都被掳走了。
And even the ark was taken.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
这些的故事
，All these stories,
我想在圣经里面，记载着。非常的鲜明。
I think this is vividly recorded in the Bible.
告诉我们
，It tells us，
一旦以色列百姓不听话，违背神的约
，He said that if the when the people of Israel disobeying God and didn't keep the covenant，
这个整个会幕就失去它的意义
，and the entire tabernacle will lose its meaning。
虽然里面各样的物件都还在的
，even still have all kinds of items within。
弟兄姊妹们
，and brothers and sisters，
我们知道神所要的不是一个外面的东西
，and yet what God desired was not just our thing。
所以神建造会幕
，so for God to establish this
tabernacle， 最重要的事情
，and the most important thing，
就是要在那里实行神的约
，is to carry out the covenant of God。
什么时候约被坚定
？Whenever the covenant is affirmed，
这个会幕就有了真实的意义了。
And there's a true meaning for this tabernacle。
神住在他们中间
，and God dwelt among them。
神的能力在他们中间
，and God's power strength was among them。
神的祝福在他们中间
，and God's blessings were among them。
神丰富的言语也在他们中间
，and God's rich words were among them。
所以弟兄姊妹们
，so brothers and sisters，
我们知道这是多么重要的一件事情。
And this is such an important matter。
所以这个约跟会幕之间有非常密切的。一个关系在。
We can see that there is a close relationship between the covenant and the tabernacle.
我们甚至可以这样说。
We can even put in this way.
这个会幕如果是神的家。
If the tabernacle is the house of God.
这个律法就是家规。
And the law is the house rules.
我们中国人讲国有国法，家有家规。
And the Chinese saying that there's laws for the nations and there's also rules for a house.
我们神的家有他的规矩的。
And there's a certain rules for the house of God.
你什么时候你破坏这个规矩
？Whenever you destroy this rule,
神就不要住在其中了。
And God doesn't want to dwell in them.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters,
今天神建立教会做他的家。
And then,Today, God is building up the church to be His house.
我们知道神的家是有神的规矩的。
We know that there are rules for the house of God.
什么时候我们破坏这个规矩
？Whenever we destroy this rule,
那个就不成为神的家了。
And that will make this not a house of God.
所以这是很重要的一个提醒。
And this is a very important reminder.
因此呢，在旧约啊，以色列百姓的历史里面
，Therefore, in the Israelites people's history in the Old Testament.
我们看见那些敬虔爱神的人。
We can see those who were devout and also loved the Lord.
他们都知道跟神立约的重要。
They knew the importance of making the covenant with God.
所以你在以色列的历史上也可以看见。
We can see that through the history of Israel.
当有些好的领袖起来的时候。
When there were good leaders.
他们总是带领以色列的百姓跟神重新立约。
They will also let the people of Israel to remake the covenant with God.
他们等于是告诉神说
，And as if they were telling God,
我们从现在开始起
，From this point on,
我们愿意遵守你的律法
，And we are willing to keep your law.
我们愿意听你的话
，We are willing to hear your voice.
我们愿意。守你的约
，and we are willing to keep your covenant.
弟兄姊妹们
，so brothers and sisters，
今天神在他的百姓当中
，today among God's people，
也渴望能得着这些真正敬虔爱神的人。
God also desires to gain people who are really pious and then love Him.
早晨，我们年长的弟兄提到被掳归回的 这个历史。
And this morning, our elderly brother mentioned the history about return from captivity.
我们知道这段的历史非常的重要。
We know that that portion of history is very important.
特别对末后时代中的圣徒。
Especially for the saints in the last days.
这是一个重要的提醒。
And this is an important reminder.
以色列人因着毁约，因着不听神的话，结果被掳到巴比伦七十年。
And for the people of Israel, because they didn't listen to the voice of the Lord, they destroyed the covenant. They were put in capture to Babylon for 70 years.
后来时间到了，古列王就许可他们能够重新回去建造圣殿。
So when time came, and then the king Darius allowed him to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
我们知道只有少数的人回去。
We know that only a few returned.
所以第一批在所罗巴伯的带领底下，他们回去。
And the first group of people were led by Zerubbabel to return.
他们在非常艰困的环境中间把圣殿建造起来。
In a very difficult situation, they rebuilt the temple.
我们读这段的故事，我们都知道以色列百姓经历多少的辛酸呢
？And we read that part of a story, we feel like how much difficulty and trouble they have gone through.
那么神也称许他们。
And yet God praised them.
虽然那个殿呢，比起从前这个所罗门建造殿差得太远。
And yet that rebuilt temple cannot compare to Solomon's temple.
但是也叫神的心欢喜。
And yet that also pleased the heart of God.
因为他们在那里建造这个殿，要作为神的一个居所。
Because they were to build the temple.To be the house of God.
但是因为七十年过去了
But yet 70 years has passed.
很多以色列百姓呢对于神的律法呢都不太清楚
And a lot of people of Israel didn't quite understand the law of God.
他们不知道怎么来侍奉神
They didn't know how to serve God.
空有这么一个房屋
Now they have this building.
不知道怎么做
And didn't know how to do it.
所以因此有第二批的归回
Therefore there is a second return.
第二批的归回是在以斯拉的带领底下回来。我们都晓得当时呢，这个波斯的王啊，给很恩待这个以斯拉。
And we know that the king of Persia was very gracious to Ezra.
那么这个王呢，许可他们回去怎么样美化圣殿
？And the king allowed them to return to adorn the temple.
啊，那么怎么美化呢？怎么美化这个圣殿呢
？And how to adorn the temple?
那么神在那里预备了一个重要的器皿。
And God prepared a very important vessel there.
我们晓得以斯拉是一个通晓。天上神律法的一个文士
，and we know that Ezra was a scribe who was very skilled in the law of God。
也就是他在巴比伦的这些年日啊
，and that is to say that in the years in Babylon，
他仔细的从神的话语里面研究神和百姓所立的约
，and he studied very carefully the covenant God made with his people。
他把神的话读得非常的通。
And he studied God's word very well.
所以今天对于我们来讲
，So today for us，
我们要懂得神的约
，And for us to understand God's covenant，
我们需要花功夫去好好读圣经的。
We need to spend time reading carefully God's
word。在那个艰苦的环境里面
，In that difficult situation，
以斯拉能把神的话语读得这么样的有亮光
，And Ezra was able to receive much light from the word of God。
我们读这个尼希米记的时候。就看在第八章里面
In Nehemiah chapter 8
尼希米请了以斯拉来那么把律法读给以色列百姓听
And Nehemiah asked Ezra to read the Bible to the people
圣经讲说呢他们站在台上清清楚楚的把神的律法读给神的百姓听
And the Bible recorded that they were standing on the podium and clearly read the law of God to the people
的确今天我们在教会里、啊、我们需要清清楚楚的明白神的话
And today in the church we need to understand the word of God clearly
因为那个不清不楚啊就搞得我们生活也不清不楚
If there's a without clarity then our life will be without clarity either.
啊，所以我们有清清楚楚的话。
And therefore, we need to have this clear word.
我们就知道怎样活在神的跟前。
Then we will know how to live before God.
那么结果我们晓得，以斯拉在那里读这些话的时候。
We know that as Ezra read these words.
哦，很多百姓呢都流泪。
And many people were weeping.
圣经说他们因耶和华的话而战惊。
And they said that they were trembling at the word of the Lord.
他们不仅受感动
Not only were they moved.
这个话进入他们的内心。
And this word came into their heart.
叫他们里面感觉震撼。
And they were shaken by this word.
弟兄姊妹们，
so、brothers,
我们今天还得需要好好的祷告。
Today we need to pray.
求主让他的话深入我们的心。
So that the word of the Lord will come into the depth of our hearts.
让我们不仅是爱慕神的话。
Not only do we long for his word.
要因神的话而战惊。
And we shall be trembling at his word.
在那一个大失败的时代里面
，In that environment that was full of failure，
以斯拉把律法带回来了
，Ezra brought back the law，
把神的家规带回来了
，And he brought the house rules of God。
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
因为呢，他们这些被掳归回的人
，For those who return from captivity，
他们在不多的日子的里面
，In that many days，
他们的光景有很多都已经开始怎么样失败
，And they start to fail again。
他们特别呢。跟当地的人呢开始怎么样通婚呢
？And they start to intermarriage with the locals.
你如果读这个以斯拉记第十章
，If you read Ezra chapter 10,
那有很长的一个名单告诉我们这些人，怎么样跟当地的人通婚
？And there's a long list listed how they intermarried with the local.
当然，我们从一面来讲，我们也能领会这是人性的软弱。
And on the one hand, we can understand it is the weakness of humanity.
啊，这个以色列人就这么少数，外面的敌人这么多，对不对啊
？And for the Israelite people, there are just a few, and there are so many enemies around them.
他们就想有个好方法。
And they will think there's a good idea.
我根本跟他们通婚结亲家。
And if I are to intermarry with them.
这样的话呢，亲家不会打亲家嘛。
And now we are behind relatives, and the relatives won't fight us.
这样的话，我们就可以大家和平相处了。
And then we can live in peace.
但是他们不晓得，他们这样的做法违背了神的律法。
And yet they didn't know that what they did was against the law of God.
他们毁约了。
They destroyed the covenant.
你知道吗？今天在神的百姓中啊。
So brothers and sisters, among the God's
people, 我们有很多时候也是这种心思的。
Lot of times we have this mentality.
我们觉得有很多事情，我们妥协一下的话呢，大家和平相处。
And a lot of times we think that if we just compromise a little bit, then everybody will be in peace.
你要太绝对的跟随主啊。
And you don't have to follow the Lord.
人家都不喜欢呢。
Absolutely.And then you will be disliked by many.
所以因此我们许多的态度，我们就跟这个跟那个通通和谐了。
And then, therefore we compromise this and that.
但是弟兄姊妹们
，And the brothers and sisters,
我们这样的做法
，If we do in this,
很可能违背了神的约。
Very likely we are destroying the covenant of God.
所以当以斯拉一听见他们中间有这些的情形
，So when Ezra heard what had happened.
哎呀，以斯拉就吓得不得了啊
！And he was in much trembling and fear.
所以他就在神面前痛哭。
So he wept before God.
他拔自己的胡须。
And he pulled his own hair.
他撕自己的衣服。
And tore his garment.
因为他知道这是不得了的事情。
Because he thought he knew it was a great matter.
你违背律啊
！And they were against the law.
下面会带进不知道什么样的咒诅的。
And There's a don't know what's going to come and what kind of curse.
不知道会带进什么样的灾难。
And don't know what kind of disaster that will bring.
这七十年的被掳，这是一个痛苦的一个经历。
And for the captivity for 70 years was a very painful experience.
刚刚这些人才经历这个东西的。
And for this group of people, they just experienced it.
为什么很快就忘记了呢
？And why they would forget so easily?
你看，神是那么爱他的百姓。
And we can see God so loved His people.
但是以色列的百姓逼神逼到没有办法，把他们掳到巴比伦去了。
And yet the people of Israel forced God to the point that God has allowed them to be.
神是为了管教他们。
And God was to discipline them.
神是要把偶像从他们中间除掉
，to remove idols from them，
甚至希望他们成为圣洁的百姓。
And God wanted them to be a holy people。
那么刚刚在这么大的一个管教之后
，and under such a severe discipline，
以色列百姓又开始有这个失败出来了。
And there's also this failures to appear among the people。
所以以色列非常的害怕。
And therefore Ezra was in much fear。
他放声的痛哭啊。
So he wept bitterly。
结果呢，感动了一些小孩子。
And that moved a few children.
那些大人呢、啊，这还没什么感动。
And yet that was the adults were not moved.
感谢主啊
！We thank the Lord.
这些孩子们呢，表示他们的心灵单纯。
And these children shows that they have this simplicity.
所以他们就跟以斯拉一起哭。
And they wept with the Ezra.
哇！这一下子引起了整个被掳的人，他们都有感觉。
And now they kind of caused some kind of feeling for all the remnant.
圣经记载说他们那个是下大雨，天外面下大雨。
And that's why there was an outpouring out there.
哎呦，你就看见那种的光景，实在是感动人。
And we can really see that the scene that was really touching.
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
终于这帮百姓中的领袖们起来了
finally the leaders was arising
他们跟以斯拉讲
and they told Ezra
外面下着这么大的雨
they said there's such a big, heavy rain out there
我们愿意听神的话
and we are willing to listen to the word of the Lord
以斯拉就带领他们重新和神立约
and at that momentAsra led the people to make the covenant again with God.
弟兄姊妹们
and the brothers and sisters,
我们要晓得
we need to know this.
这个立约的代价非常的大
and the price of making this covenant is very great.
我们 Dana 弟兄提到了
and our brother Dana mentioned this.
今天你要遵行神的旨意
for us to keep the will of God today.
要预备好代价
and we shall be prepared to pay a price.
这个代价是什么呢
and what's that price?
在以斯拉记第十章里面记载的
In Ezra chapter 10
他们 立约的时候第一个要把他们所娶的外邦的妻把它休了
And they have to put away the wives their Gentile wives
那么第二个
And the second
更不容易的
And it's even harder
就要离弃他们所生的孩子
They have to put away their children
弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters
这是不容易的事情
And this is not easy
好像休了那些妻
and to put away their wives
你应该还比较容易一点
since easier
要把这个孩子生下的孩子把他丢掉这个真的是不容易
but then yeah to put away children so that would be very difficult
但是弟兄姊妹我们知道这是原则
and yeah brothers and sisters we know that this is a principle
什么叫做婚姻呢
what is marriage
婚姻是个结合
Marriage is a union.
当他们和外邦的这些人结合的时候
When they have this union with the Gentiles,
这个说明呢，他们这种是一种什么不正常的联合
And it tells that it is an abnormal union.
你知道吗？今天我们的侍奉上面也常常犯这个错误的
And you know that actually in our service, a lot of times we made the same mistake.
我们有很多时候和这些不正常的事物结合的
And a lot of times we made union with this abnormal things.
我们觉得这些东西有利啊
And we feel like they will bring us some profit.
这些东西有好处啊
And they will bring in some good.
这个也许会带来工作的果效啊
And that will bring some fruit of our work.
所以因此呢我们就跟这些不正常的东西怎么样产生结合
Therefore we made this union with this abnormal things.
所以神的意思说这种的结合必须分开
And God said that for this kind of union has to be severed.
你必须把它休了
You have to put them aside.
那么什么叫做生出孩子来呢
So what does that mean to give birth?
就是我们这种的不正常的联合啊已经造成事实了
That means that for this abnormal union that has become a fact
孩子都生出来了嘛
And even a child is born
你还想怎么办你怎么办
And what can you do with that?
对不对啊
Is that right?
我们就说哎呀神啊你度量大一点吧
And we'll say to God Oh God probably you should have a bigger capacity
我们以后不生了
And we will no longer give birth to another child. We know we have made a mistake. No.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
就是你已经造成事实
Even that has been made into a fact.
你也必须离弃
And you have to put that away.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
这个用在今天我们属灵的经历上来讲
And concerning our spiritual experience.
这个代价是非常大的
And this cost is very high.
今天我们很多时候我们已经到这样的情况对不对
A lot of times we have come to a certain situation.
我们觉得我没办法改变。
And I feel like it's no longer, we can no longer change.
我们很多错误已经造成事实了。
And we have made many mistakes and they are facts.
你们原谅我这样讲。
Allow me to say this.
有一次一个做牧师年长的一个牧师。
And one time an elderly pastor.
他心里面知道他今天这样的光景是不对的。
He knew that the condition he was in was not right.
他讲了一句非常痛心的话。
And he said something that is very saddening.
他说我已经没有办法了。
He said, for me, there's no way for me.
希望你们年轻人不要走这个路。
And yet, I hope you young people won't walk the same way.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
何等的悲惨。
It is so sad.
不，这一般被掳归回的人。
No, for this remnant who returned from captivity.
感谢神。
We thank God.
他们没有失去这个感觉。
They did not lose that sense.
因为他们曾经从巴比伦出来。
Because they came out of from Babylon.
他们付上过重大的代价。
They already paid a great price.
当主的话临到他们
，When the word of the Lord came to them，
他们因主的话而感觉战惊
，And they were trembling before the word of the Lord，
使他们重新和神立约
，And therefore they made a covenant again with God。
不管他们过去的这个错误是什么
，No matter what their past mistakes were，
他们愿意放下这些东西
，They are willing to put them away。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
今天在这末后的时代
，Today in the end times，
这是神严厉的呼召
，This is a severe calling of God。
我们渴望我们能够把神的帐幕建造起来吗
Do we desire to build up the tabernacle of God?
如果我们不遵守这个帐幕的规定
If we do not keep the rules of the tabernacle
我们不能保守神的家规
If we cannot keep the rule for the house of God
我们要建立神的家是不可能的
It's impossible for us to build the house of God
我们必须有一个绝对的态度。
And we have this absolute attitude.
不管我们过去连了什么东西。
No matter what kind of unions or connection we have in the past.
不管多少已经造成的事实在我们的生活里。
And no matter what kind of fast that has been made from mistake in us.
愿我们能像被掳的百姓一样。
And yet we can be just like the people.
起来重新跟神立约。
We can rise up and again to make the covenant with God.
我们对神说神啊我们愿意遵守你的约。
And we will say to God, God, we are willing to keep your covenant.
我想这一次在这个聚会中主的确对我们说了话
And I believe in this conference the Lord indeed has spoken to us
我们求主怜悯我们
May the Lord have a mercy on us
愿神的灵感动我们的心
May the Spirit of God move our hearts
叫我们的因主的话里面有战兢
Therefore we can be trembled at the word of God
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
愿我们起来
May we rise up
听神的话
And we listen to the word of God
重新做神立约的百姓
We are again to be the people of a covenant
那么这是今天我们的盼望
And that's the hope for us today
所以以斯拉带领他们重新立约
Therefore Ezra led them to make again the covenant
在被掳之地带进了一个大的复兴
And therefore in the land he are ushering this revival
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
And brothers and sisters
虽然在旧约时代中
Even in the Old Testament
神和人这样的立约
When God made this covenant with man
是有瑕疵的
And that was not without faults
但是神仍旧愿意他的百姓能够守住他的约
And God still desired his people to keep the covenant
有这个约跟神的家是有密切的关系
Because there is a close relationship between this covenant and his house
我们只有守约
Only when we keep the covenant
才能叫帐幕有意义
Then there will bring meaning to the tabernacle
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
虽然在旧约时代这只不过是一个影子
Even it was but a shadow in the Old Testament time
但是这个原则是不改变的
And yet that principle will not change
我们的神永远是守约是慈爱的神
And our God is forever the God who keeps covenant and his mercy
愿今天我们在他面前蒙怜悯
May today we will have a mercy before him
我们能成为听话的百姓
We can become a people who keep his voice
我们能成为守约的百姓
We can become a people who keep his covenant
我想这样这个真帐幕的光景可能在我们各地的聚会里面能够被建立起来。
I think in this way, then the condition of the true tabernacle can be established in local assemblies.
我们何等巴望神能重新一次的宣告说。
And how much do we desire that God will again to declare?
看呐、啊，神的帐幕在人间。
Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
神的心是何等的迫切。
God's heart is so desired.
仰望主的怜悯。
We need to look upon His mercy.
我想，我们。实在需要向我们的主俯伏敬拜。
I think we really need to prostrate and worship our Lord.
主借着旧约
，The Lord through the Old Testament
这个有瑕疵的约
，and this old covenant，
但是也对我们今天新约时代中神的百姓说了最诚恳的话。
And yet He is speaking to us for us who are under the new covenant.
主若许可
，May Lord permitting，
明天晚上我们讲更美之约的实行。
And tomorrow night we will talk about the practice of the better covenant.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads another word of prayer.
主，我们求你怜悯我们。
Lord, we pray that you have a mercy on us.
我们知道你爱我们从来不改变。
We know that your love for us will never change.
你的选召也没有后悔。
And you will never regret your calling on us.
我们只是感觉我们对你的亏欠太多。
And you will feel like we have shortchanged you much.
我们是一个不听话的人。
And we are people who disobey your words.
我们常常违背你的约。
And we destroy your covenant often.
我们如同旧约的以色列百姓一样。
We just like the people of Israel in the Old Testament time.
常常叫你心碎。
And we broke your heart often.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你没有丢弃你的百姓。
Because you have not forsaken your people.
无论在什么样的情况里。
No matter what condition we are in.
你仍旧对我们说话。
You still speak to us.
主啊，时候已经到末了。
Lord, as we come to the end.
很多的事情都显出来，你回来的日子迫近。
Many things appear to sign that your return is very imminent.
在这个紧迫的时候
，In this imminent moment,
让我们能在最后一层里面能抓住机会跟随你。
And let us still grab hold of the opportunity in the last leg of our journey to follow you.
让我们起来能对主说
，And we may rise up and say to you,
我们愿意听你的话。
We are willing to hear your voice.
我们愿意重新和你立约。
We are willing to make again the covenant with you.
我们要离开那一切。叫你的心不能得到满足的东西。
We are willing to put away the things that cannot satisfy your heart.
愿你的帐幕重新立在人间。
May again your tabernacle be pitched among men.
愿你的荣耀重新回到你百姓的当中。
May your glory return to your people.
主啊，你要听我们的祷告。
Lord, you need to hear our prayer.
仰望你的怜悯。
We look upon your mercy.
今天晚上我们知道你在我们中间。
Tonight we know that you are among us.
主啊，每一个弟兄姊妹都在你的眼前。
Every brother and sister is before you.
求你向我们施恩典。
May you have a mercy on us.
我们再把敬拜归给你。
We are again to give you our worship.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the most precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.